You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Green Bay has a growing Somali-American population, and for the last 2 years, a group of young women called the United Re Sisters has been working to highlight their presence. In a new book called The First Winter, 12 of the women write about settling in Wisconsin, keeping a connection to their family's heritage, and a lot more. Nada Kasim and Zemzem Noor are members of the United Re Sisters of Green Bay and two of the authors of the book. They joined us earlier today from our Green Bay studio. Nada, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And Zemzem, thanks for coming up to our Green Bay studio.
Thank you.
Well, Zemzem, let's talk about the book a little bit first. It has a little bit of everything, personal stories, some poems, some letters. What do you hope people come away with after they read everything that you and the other writers have written?
Well, the Somali community in Green Bay is fairly recent, and people don't know very much about us and what we stand for and, like, our beliefs. And we want them to know that, like, we're not just a bunch of people that are, like, that just wear headscarves and, like, don't know anything. We just want them to know that we're really like them, and we want them to know that we strive for the same things as people here in Green Bay do, and, yeah.
And Nada, mentioning the headscarf reminds me, you write in the book, I think you had a hard time finding certain clothes, so you learned to make your own. Could you talk about that experience?
Yeah, when I first came to Green Bay and we went to stores and I couldn't find clothes that I like things I could wear. So my dad back in Somalia used to work as a used to sew clothes for people. So that my mom always told me about that, and when I couldn't find clothes, I went to YouTube and asked mom to purchase the machine for me and try to see stuff that I could wear for myself.
And Zemzem, can you tell us a little bit about United Re Sisters and a little more about what you're working on in Green Bay?
Well, the United Re Sisters is a group. It's a grassroots organization that began in April 2017, and it was created as a safe place for young Somali women to to meet and make connections with other female community members in an effort to build friendships and support systems. We used to meet every week to just have tea and snacks, and we did a lot of art while we were there. We actually started with a project, a mural, and it began to share our stories with one another. And we received a grant from the Women's Fund organization that actually helped us write the book that we have now.
And Nada, I want to talk about your story. You and your family left Somalia because of the civil war there. You spent a lot of your childhood in a refugee camp in Ethiopia. Once you finally arrived in Green Bay, what were some of the first things you thought about this new, very different city?
Green Bay was really welcoming, and I went to school. I started sophomore at East High School, and I loved the people there, the students. The teachers were really helping, trying to help us with the English to settle and learn quicker and be with the other students with the level they are.
And you'd started learning English in the refugee camp in Ethiopia, is that right?
Yeah, we did, but it wasn't English that we practiced. It was more like writing and folk up words.
Mm-hmm. And you have sisters that you were in the camp there. You're here in Green Bay together. Seems like you sisters are a really important part of each other's lives.
Yeah, we are. We've been together. We've started from first grade together and still in college. And, yeah, we've always been together.
Zemzem, I want to talk about your story. Now, you had grown up in the United States until, I think, 12 years old. And then you moved, much of your family moved to Somalia for 2 years. And you write about that. What was it like coming from that perspective, going from the U.S. to Somalia?
Well, at first, it was a huge culture shock for me because I only ever knew life in America. And when I went there, I met family members I never knew I had. I experienced things that I would never experience if I hadn't gone. I found my passion there, and it was a really great experience.
Talk about that passion. You confirmed a career course while you were there.
Yeah, while I was there, I kind of knew I wanted to be a doctor when I was little, and when I went there, it kind of solidified that fact because I came across instances that were really heartbreaking of women losing their babies when they're giving birth. And I actually did some research, and Somalia has a really high infant mortality rate, and I really want to help fix that. So I want to become an OBGYN when I'm older.
And Nada, you are going to UW Green Bay now yourself. Do you see a career path ahead for you? If you're a sophomore, I think you still have time.
Yeah, I'm studying human biology right now, and I'm planning on going to med school.
Can you talk now? We mentioned that you were making your own clothes in the Somali style, and that's something that for people in the United States, seeing someone wear a headscarf or hijab or one of the different permutations we don't see all the time, a lot of the co-authors talk about the kind of reactions people have. What kind of things do you see when you're out in public? What kind of reactions do you get?
People stare at us a lot, and I would rather come to me and ask me questions about why I'm wearing it and what is it to me than just stare at me and have assumptions and just walk away.
Zamzam, do you feel singled out in that way sometimes, but people aren't willing to maybe ask questions like Nada was hoping to hear?
Yeah, a lot of people just like to stare, or like we always hear like little kids, "Mommy, why is she wearing that?" Mm. And it would be better if they came up to us and asked us instead of like just having their own, like as Nada said, assumptions about things.
Talking to Nada Kasim and Zamzam Noor, they're members of United ReSisters of Green Bay, two of the authors of the new book, The First Winter, about the experiences of being Somali Americans, refugees, or the children of refugees in the Green Bay area. And Zamzam, you and the group have been doing public events for a while and now more for the book. What kind of reaction are you getting to United ReSisters and to the new book?
We've been getting a lot of positive reactions. It was really heartwarming and surprising. And yeah, people are responding well to our writings and complimenting us on them.
Now, the book is called The First Winter, and I should ask both of you about winter a little bit. Nada, first of all, you, what was it like in your first Wisconsin winter?
Yeah, for winter, like back in Africa, when it rains, it used to rain with more like frozen. It was never like white and this, and the look of it was really surprising and something new to me, other than seeing it in movies.
And Zamzam, you grew up in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, I think. Snow wasn't anything new to you growing up. How do you explain it to people when you visited in Somalia?
Yeah, I'm really used to the snow since I grew up in Minnesota. When I was in Somalia, people never really asked questions about it. Mm. But the few questions that I did get, I'd just be like imagine going to a freezer for a couple minutes. That's how it feels like.
Nada, do you still feel connected to Somalia? You want to know what's going on there and the fate of the people who are still there?
Yeah. I would love to.
What kind of, how do you keep in touch with that, or how do you try to stay on top of that information?
Yeah, most of my family members live there, so I talk to them and they tell me about it.
And Zamzam, again, you didn't grow up there, but you went there for a couple of years. Do you still feel that connection with Somalia?
I really do. I always feel drawn to it. And hopefully, if I become successful over here in America, to take my passion and dreams over there and teach them and help the country grow.
Nada, if you met someone today who had just come to, say, Wisconsin as a refugee from another country, Somalia or wherever in the world, what would you say to them? What would you say to them to prepare them for life in America?
I would tell them to just never be afraid, and that they will get through these struggles and will remember all this as happy things they did to get through it.
And Zamzam, what would you say now to Americans who might be meeting a refugee or a refugee's child for the first time ever?
I would say don't be scared. We're people just like you, and just be open and ask questions. We're always happy to answer them.
We'll leave it there. Zamzam, thank you so much for coming up to the studio.
Thank you.
And Nada, thank you for sharing the book with us.
Thank you.
Nada Kasim and Zamzam Noor are members of the United Re-Sisters of Green Bay, two of the authors of the new book, The First Winter. The book is available through Two Shrews Press or at a series of public events in Green Bay this week. You can find out when and where those are by visiting UnitedReSisters.com.